Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 18 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, safe, natural, and effective alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions or suggestions. Now, last week we talked about the importance of nutrition and I explained why living a healthy lifestyle does far more to protect your everyday health. Prevention really is the key. Our nation is faced with a severe health crisis, and it will take a global effort to overcome the challenges, which also means that it is time for each of us to take responsibility for our own health. The choices we make every day have a profound effect on our health. Our body makes new cells every day, and the foods we choose and the things we do either damage the cells or nourish them. And we also know that cancer is the formation of abnormal cells. Fortunately, our body has a self-healing mechanism. It is able to heal, prepare, and reconstruct itself when provided with adequate amounts of good water, air, and proper food and nutrients. Today's use of processed foods, genetically engineered foods, and foods grown on depleted soil does not meet the body's nutritional requirements. It is really alarming what has happened to our food supply. Most foods contain additives. In fact, there are over 12,000 known additives in our food supply. And we are also dealing with preservatives, hormones, synthetic vitamins, and so much more. And we all take this for granted and assume that what we are buying is still really food. Our foods have been devitalized for the sake of convenience and bigger profit margins. The commercial food industry has dominated America's eating habits for nearly 100 years. And what most people don't realize is that it has taken a cumulative toll on us, weakening us from generation to generation. From the 1930s onward, the nutritional deficiencies these foods created literally began to alter our genes. Now, Dr. Royal Lee was one of the first nutritional pioneers to recognize that overprocessed foods cause disease and genetically transmitted conditions. Now, my goal with this one-hour weekly program is to inform you about all the dietary dangers and lead you back to the original diet. Foods can and should be our medicine. So today I will outline what constitutes this original diet based on early nutritional studies and findings, as well as anthropological research. And we will look and discuss the scientific work of some of the nutritional pioneers, such as Dr. Royal Lee, Dr. Weston Price, and Dr. Francis Pottinger, who had the knowledge what the natural diet of humans is and should be. Our feature CD during today's program is a CD by Enya, and it is titled Amarantine, and we will be listening to various tracks of this CD during this hour. In fact, let's take a quick break now before we start today's topic, and I hope you will enjoy this song called Amarantine from the CD by Enya.
You know when you give your love away, it opens your heart, everything is new, and you know time will always find a way to let your heart believe it's true.
mountains go, they will flow away, for you know love will always let you fly. How far a heart can fly away. Amaranta, 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 love is love is love. Amaranta, 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 love is love is love. Amaranta, 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 love is love is love. You know that love shining in your eyes, it may be the storm.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And today we will discuss and examine the work of nutritional pioneers, which will give us the understanding of the natural diet intended for us. Now, the name Dr. Weston Price is not familiar. Ironic in a world now more than ever so much in need of the wisdom and knowledge he discovered before his death in 1948. His book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, which is his most important work, is not found in most libraries or bookstores. A lot of controversy surrounded the book when it was first published in 1939. Dr. Price was a dentist, and many in his profession viewed his work as profound and significant, as did many anthropologists. For years, the book was required reading for anthropology classes at Harvard, but the majority of professionals ignored it, and some actually attacked it. Dr. Weston Price was born in Ontario in 1870 and was raised on a farm. And after receiving a degree in dentistry in 1893 and moving to the U.S., he began practicing and doing research. And he published many articles that brought him recognition, and his textbooks became standards in dentistry. During his years in dental practice, he began noticing in the children of his patients problems the parents had not experienced. Besides having more decay, in many children, the teeth did not fit properly into the dental arch and were, as a result, crowded and crooked. Now, Dr. Price suspected that changes in nutrition were responsible. He noticed that the condition of the teeth reflected overall health. Considering possible reasons, a revolutionary idea occurred to him. Perhaps some deficiency in modern diets caused the problem. Anthropologists had long observed and written of the excellent teeth found in primitive cultures, and while others in his profession continued looking for causative factors in dental decay, Dr. Price decided to search among primitive peoples for a nutritional factor protecting them. And so his discoveries may actually generally surprise you. He found entire cultures with neither tooth decay nor children with deformed dental arches and crowded teeth. He interviewed an American medical doctor living among Eskimos and northern Indians who reported that in 25 years of observation, he had never seen a single case of cancer among the natives subsisting on their traditional foods. And when natives eating the white man's foods developed tuberculosis, this doctor eventually sent them back to the native villages and native foods, and then they usually recovered. In every culture where the people were immune to dental and degenerative disease, biochemical analysis showed the diet to be rich in nutrients that were absent or poorly supplied in modern diets. Dr. Price visited and studied cultures where people following traditional ways and diets lived near kinsmen who were eating the foods of modern civilization. And throughout the world in the 1930s, groups in the early stage of modernization were using foods imported from Western countries, such as sugar, white flour, canned foods, and processed vegetable oils. And there it is, folks. It's all in a nutshell. The foods that are responsible for the majority of our health problems and degenerative diseases. It's sugar, white flour, canned foods, and processed vegetable oils. And now let's take a short break and listen to another track of our feature CD. The CD is titled Amarantine, and it's by Enya. And we're going to listen to a song called It's in the Rain.
Every time the rain comes down, close my eyes and listen. I can hear the lonesome sound of the sky as it cries. Listen to the rain. Here it comes again. Hear it in the rain. Feel the touch of tears that fall. They won't fall forever. In the way the day will flow, all things come, all things go. Listen to the rain. Here it comes again. Hear it in the rain.
Late at night, I drift away. Is in the rain, leaves on trees whispering, deep blue seas, mystery. Moment ends, can't let go this feeling. Everything will come again in the sound falling down of the sky.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we have been examining the studies of an amazing nutritional pioneer, Dr. Weston Price. Dr. Price literally traveled around the globe in the 1930s and 1940s and documented all his research and findings in writings and photographs. And even back then, he clearly proved that a modern diet of processed foods leads to degeneration and disease. Now, looking at the striking photographs in his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, it is really impossible to dispute the facts. Dr. Price found 12 cultures that were the healthiest, and the diets all had common factors responsible for the good health. And I will summarize some of these important factors for you. First and foremost, the diets of healthy primitive tribes contained no refined foods, such as refined sugars or corn syrup, no white flour, no canned foods, no pasteurized, homogenized skim or low-fat milk, no refined or hydrogenated vegetable oils, no artificial or synthetic vitamins or toxic additives and colorings. Now, secondly, all traditional cultures consumed some sort of animal protein and fat from fish and other seafood, fowl, etc., as well as eggs, milk, and milk products. And third, when Dr. Price analyzed the foods used by isolated peoples, he found that in comparison to the American diet of his day, they provided at least 4 times the water-soluble vitamins, calcium, and other minerals, and at least 10 times the fat-soluble vitamins from animal foods, such as butter, shellfish, organ meats, eggs, and animal fats, the very cholesterol-rich foods that are now shunned by the American public as unhealthful. So these healthy traditional peoples knew instinctively what scientists of Dr. Price's day had recently discovered, that these fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins A and D, were vital to health because they acted as catalysts to mineral absorption and protein utilization. And without them, we cannot absorb minerals, no matter how abundant they may be in our foods. Dr. Price also discovered an additional fat-soluble nutrient, which is labeled Activator X, that is present in fish livers and shellfish and organ meats and butter from cows eating rapidly growing green grass in the spring and fall. And all primitive groups had a source of Activator X, now thought to be vitamin K2, in their diets. Some other important findings included that traditional diets have a high food enzyme content from raw dairy products, raw meats and fish, raw honey, tropical nuts, cold-pressed oils, wine and unpasteurized beer, and naturally preserved lacto-fermented vegetables, fruits, beverages, meats, and condiments. Also, the seeds, grains, and nuts are soaked, sprouted, fermented in order to neutralize naturally occurring anti-nutrients in these foods, such as phytic acid, enzyme inhibitors, tannins, and complex carbohydrates. Another important factor he found is that the total fat content of traditional diets varies from 30% to 80%, but only about 4% of calories came from polyunsaturated oils. And traditional diets contain nearly equal amounts of omega-6 and omega-3 essential fatty acids. So this summarizes Dr. Weston Price's findings, and you will realize that the standard American diet is really a far cry from the original or traditional diet. In fact, I remember attending a nutritional seminar not too long ago, and Dr. Michael Dobbins, whom I greatly admire, he was leading the seminar, and his comment about the food pyramid was, "The food pyramid is for people who live in pyramids." So in other words, we have our work cut out for us. And now it's time to take another short break, and we will take a moment and listen to another track of today's feature CD, and I hope you will enjoy the music.
Summer, when the day is over, there's a heart a little colder. Someone said goodbye, but you don't know why. Somewhere there is someone keeping all the tears they have been weeping. Someone said goodbye, but you don't know why.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about some of the earliest nutritional research. The interesting thing is that the latest nutritional and scientific findings validate the profound work discovered so long ago by nutritional pioneers such as Dr. Weston Price. Like I mentioned earlier, my goal through these weekly segments is to inform and teach you how to go back to the basics of human health. So all the dietary guidelines that were mentioned earlier and were established through the efforts and research of Dr. Weston Price, basically everything that constitutes a traditional healthy diet, will be talked about on this very show. For example, most people probably have never heard about the importance of soaking your grains and flour and nuts prior to use and consumption and the nutritional value that unfolds with this simple procedure. And I will tell you how to do that in future segments, and there is so much more. If some of you simply can't wait and want to apply some of these fundamental principles to your daily lifestyle, I highly recommend you to purchase the book by nutrition researcher Sally Fallon. The book is titled Nourishing Traditions, and it is available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. The book is what I would label as the Whole Foods Bible. This book offers modern families a fascinating guide to wise food choices and proper preparation techniques. The book features over 700 delicious recipes and also contains accurate scientific research in nutrition. I highly recommend this book to anyone who wants to improve their health. I will be quoting a lot of information from this book, and I will also feature a lot of recipes in my future shows. At this time, I would also like to bring your attention to the Weston Price Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded in 1999 to preserve and spread the research of nutrition pioneer Dr. Weston Price. And the foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the American diet through education, research, and activism, and supports a number of movements that contribute to this objective, including accurate nutrition instruction, organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative food labeling, etc. And the foundation is working very hard to legalize raw milk, for example, and also to ban dangerous foods and food additives such as MSG. And the foundation believes that modern technology should be harnessed as a servant to the wise and nurturing traditions of our ancestors, rather than used as a force that is destructive to the environment and human health, and that science and knowledge can validate those traditions. I firmly believe in this foundation's work and efforts, and I strongly encourage you to join the foundation and become a member. The membership is only $40 or $25 for students, and your membership will support the efforts and research, and you will receive a quarterly magazine called Wise Traditions. You can pick up information at the Evergreen Cottage. I have wonderful free booklets available for your information. And the booklet also contains a membership form you can fill out and mail in, or you can go online at www.westonaprice.org, or you can visit my website at www.elywellness.com and click on a link to the foundation's website from there. The Foundation's website has a wealth of great information and articles on nutritional research and health topics. And having been a member myself for some time, I just recently formed a chapter for the Ely area. And part of my duties as a chapter leader is to provide information to others on how to obtain healthy food in our area. And I'm in the process of compiling a list. And if you or anybody you know has healthy foods to share, be it somebody doing organic gardening and wanting to sell some of the organic vegetables, or somebody who has organic meats or eggs for sale, please let me know so I can include those these people on the list to make it available to those who are interested in obtaining locally healthy traditional foods. So let's take another break and listen to some more music from our feature CD by Enya. And the CD is titled Amarantine. And I'll be back with more information for you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, let's continue with our journey of early nutritional research, and I would like to bring your attention to the findings of another amazing nutritional pioneer, Dr. Francis Pottinger. In the 1940s, Dr. Francis Pottinger, a doctor who researched cures for tuberculosis, pioneered the use of adrenal extracts and nutrition in the treatment of fatigue. And his research made an additional startling discovery. While feeding his experimental subjects, which were actually cats, while he fed them processed foods, serious health conditions manifested, including deformities, lack of physical coordination, and infertility. Moreover, within three generations, the cats were so arthritic they were unable to walk to the front of the cages to feed themselves. Today, the leading cause of disability in our country is arthritis, which makes us wonder, is it coincidence or certainty? We all eat processed or cooked foods, whether it is sapped in the microwave or under a heat lamp at some fast food place or flash frozen in some factory or canned. Processed food is an integral part of our daily diet. Now, the scary part is that Dr. Pottinger's findings support the proposition that eating nutritionally devoid foods can alter genetic characteristics. And furthermore, these altered traits can be passed on to future generations. Now you're probably wondering if you heard that correctly. Eating a daily diet heavy in processed foods not only puts your own health at risk, but the health of your children and their children too. Now this is headline news, but I'm certain you have never heard of Dr. Pottinger or his findings. His studies are documented in the book titled Pottinger's Cats, A Study in Nutrition. Now, Dr. Pottinger, he continued his studies on his third generation of cats. And as I said earlier, by the third generation, they were so arthritic that they were unable to crawl to the food set aside in their cages. He found that the situation could be reversed by feeding his cats the foods nature intended for them to eat, which means nutritious food and a lot of it in raw form. And it took four generations to do it and reverse the genetic decline. So the Pottinger cat study is another affirmation that we are simply headed down the wrong path. Problems in cats eating processed foods provided parallels with human populations Dr. Weston Price studied. The cats developed the same diseases as humans eating refined foods. Now granted, human beings do not have the same nutritional requirements as cats, but we have strong evidence that both need a significant amount of certain high-quality raw foods to reproduce and function efficiently. Now Dr. Pottinger was not the first to maintain experimental animals for extended periods of natural foods. From 1902 until 1935, Robert McCarrison, a British physician, studied goiter and other health problems, and he did extensive experiments with laboratory animals. He also kept a control colony of about 1,000 white rats for more than 3 years, and the animals were killed and autopsied when 3 years old. And in the 3 years, there was no illness, no death from natural causes, and no infantile mortality. The animals were fed whole wheat flour cakes of unleavened bread lightly smeared with raw butter, sprouts, raw carrots and cabbage, raw milk, and raw meat and bones once a week. And all foods were fresh. The animals lived in large, airy, clean rooms and were exposed to the sun daily. So here's another study basically confirming that processed foods do lead to degenerative disease. There exists a lot of controversy regarding history and evolution of the human diet, but evidence exists and anthropologists are generally in agreement about what our ancestors ate. And agreement also exists on the health of present-day native people eating diets similar to ancestral diets. Anthropological research proves that humans are both animal and plant eaters. But of the two, animal foods are essential in human nutrition. Over some 4 million years man has been on Earth, 99% of his time has been spent hunting game and gathering wild plants. And when the animals have been hunted to either extinction or near extinction, then and only then did humans turn to agriculture and animal domestication. Meat has been and remains the choice food of mankind because it supplies all the nutrients, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, and essential elements necessary to sustain sound health. For example, the surest source of vitamin B12 is animal protein. So not one culture of people in the world has ever been 100% vegetarian. However, a number of cultures, such as the Eskimo, they subsisted entirely on meat and have been very healthy. And when they adapted to our modern diet, which is high in refined carbohydrates, their health deteriorated rapidly. They developed a high incidence of degenerative diseases, characteristic of our modern civilization, especially heart disease. And anthropological data strongly suggests that as human society developed a greater dependence on cereal grain crops and other carbohydrate foods, such as rice and wheat, barley, potatoes, and corn, the health started to deteriorate. And this deterioration has been accelerated to a very high level due to the ever-increasing use of sugar, refined white flour, coffee, and other caffeinated beverages, excessive consumption of alcohol, chemical preservatives, synthetics, and processed junk foods. So the wisest diet is no doubt the one humans have followed for millions of years, a diet that emphasizes fresh meat or animal protein supplemented with wholesome plant food and combined with ample exercise. I hope you enjoyed this journey of early nutritional research, which confirms that traditional foods are our best medicine. And we will take a short break with more music from today's feature CD. And when we come back, we will highlight our food of the week.
Se ana a
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We were talking about important early nutritional research, and now it's time to feature our food of the week, which I chose to be shiitake mushrooms, one of my very favorite foods. Unlike mushrooms that grow in soil, shiitakes spring up from the wood of dead deciduous trees. And to cultivate them, farmers plant mushroom cultures in openings cut into fallen logs of hardwoods like oak and hickory. And nutritionally speaking, shiitakes have a lot to offer in the way of fiber and protein. They also contain some iron, as well as a fair dose of potassium and a significant amount of zinc, which helps maintain the body's immune system and boost neurological function. If you're fighting an infection or trying to staff off a cold, shiitakes can be very beneficial. They contain lentinin, a complex carbohydrate that stimulates the immune system. And it also has antiviral and antimicrobial properties, and it is also an effective cancer-fighting compound, especially targeting colon cancer by helping to destroy tumor cells. In fact, shiitakes have several anti-cancer weapons. Both fresh and dried shiitakes contain antioxidants that can help block the formation of certain carcinogenic compounds. The protein called lentin in the fungus also may inhibit the growth of leukemia cells. So when it comes to heart health, shiitakes help lower cholesterol and blood pressure. As you can see, these mushrooms have many medicinal and nutritional values, and I strongly encourage you to work them into your meal plan, especially this time of the year. They have an earthy flavor and are delicious in anything from soups to rice dishes or as a side dish to meat or fish. They are also delicious roasted in the oven when they are tossed with olive oil and fresh rosemary and salt and pepper. And what you do is you roast them for about 15 minutes in a 450-degree oven. I hope this will inspire you to consume shiitake mushrooms more in the future. This will wrap up our show today. I hope you enjoyed today's program. And if you have any questions about today's program, or as I mentioned earlier, I welcome your suggestions for future topics. Please feel free to call me at the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center at 365-2288. And if you are concerned about your health or simply want to get healthier and maintain your health at the highest possible level, please call me to make an appointment. I offer a variety of services that provide safe, natural, and effective solutions to your health problems. Please visit my website at www.elywellness.com for more information about my services, or you can stop by at the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center in Ely, located on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street, for a brochure. I also invite you to come visit our retail store and check out our newest addition, the Whole Foods Pantry, which is stocked with a great variety of natural foods, fresh, organic, and locally grown produce, organic meats, dairy, and a variety of health and beauty products. And we will make a very special effort to cater to your needs. And if you would like to see a particular product in our store, please let us know, and we'll be happy to order it and stock it for you. We also have a comment box and encourage you to give us feedback so we'll be able to better serve you in the future. I also would like to mention that every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., Paul Hedrick will be set up in the front lawn of the Evergreen Cottage, and he will offer his wonderful fresh salad greens as well as basil and other life vegetables for sale to you. Also, I want to remind everybody to make sure and visit our weekly farmers market in Whiteside Park, which takes place every Tuesday evening starting at 6 p.m. And this is a wonderful and fun event, and you will find a variety of vendors that will offer everything from fresh produce to baked goods. Thank you so much for listening, and I invite you to join me again next Wednesday for another Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Thanks again, and be well.